Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, Gardaí are continuing to appeal for witnesses to a shooting incident in Glendies in the early hours of Saturday morning. A number of pupils from a County Derry school have been sent home due to concerns over the spread of the coronavirus after returning from a midterm trip to Italy. The lack of an acute stroke unit at Letterkenny University Hospital is to be raised at the Regional Health Forum meeting today. Police in Derry say they're investigating the circumstances surrounding the sudden death of a woman in her 20s. And investigations are continuing after two cars were set alight in Dunloe at the weekend. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Kenny Hargan coming up at about 5:15. But first news, Leo Varadkar says his party is continuing to prepare for opposition despite holding a meeting with the leader of Fianna Fáil this afternoon. The Taoiseach says he encouraged Micheál Martin to continue to engage with other parties with a view to forming a government. During the meeting, the two leaders discussed housing, climate change, health, cost of living, the economy and taxation. Both sides agreed to meet again at a future point. Meanwhile, negotiations will begin next week between the EU and the UK on the future relationship post-Brexit. It's after the European Council gave the green light to the discussions and approved its negotiating position. The EU's chief Brexit negotiator says a joint committee will be set up by the end of March to ensure the Irish protocol already agreed is implemented. Michel Barnier says there are some checks already being carried out between Britain and the North on certain products.
I think perhaps we should de-dramatise the issue. Part of these checks are already in force in Northern Ireland for products and animals coming in from Great Britain, the same country. Now, there are already checks being carried out on animals in Belfast.
Gardaí are continuing to appeal for witnesses to a shooting incident in Glendies in the early hours of Saturday morning. A man in his 20s appeared at Letterkenny District Court yesterday, charged in connection with the incident. He was granted bail and a fine is currently being prepared for the DPP. An incident room remains open at Ballyshannon Garda Station and Garda Claire Rafferty is urging anyone with any information to come forward.
In the early hours of Saturday morning or Friday night, Gardaí arrested three men and recovered firearms and ammunition following incident in Glendies. Two men were released without charge and one man who is in his 20s was charged in connection with the incident and he appeared in court yesterday, Monday 24th February. An incident room has been set up at Ballyshannon Garda Station and a file is currently being prepared for the DPP. So in Garda Síochána would like to appeal to anyone with any information in relation to the incident which took place in Glendies town around midnight Friday night, Saturday morning. And so the 21st into the 22nd of February to make contact with Ballyshannon Garda Station on 071 985 8530, and the investigating Gardaí would also wish to appeal to anyone who might have either dash cam footage, CCTV footage or even a mobile phone recording. We'd ask them to make contact with us in relation to that.
A number of schools, including a school in County Derry, are taking precautionary measures after students returned from midterm ski trips. A meeting of the Public Health Emergency Team is continuing this evening amid an escalation of the spread of the coronavirus across Europe. Casey O'Riordan reports.
Three schools in Northern Ireland, Cambridge House Grammar School in Ballymena, County Antrim, Banbridge Academy in County Down and Limavady Grammar School in Derry have sent students home to self-isolate. In the Republic, Mount Anvil Secondary School in Goatstown in Dublin wrote to parents to say if their child has a compromised immune system to consider keeping them at home. The Irish Examiner is reporting that students from three Waterford schools have been identified as high risk, having also returned from ski trips in Northern Italy. However, the Department of Health is refusing to confirm this. In Tenerife, 1,000 hotel guests staying at the H10 Costa Adeja Palace have been confined to their rooms after an Italian doctor visiting the building tested positive for COVID-19. Guests were informed via a note under their door this morning and they've been given food for the first time today at 4:30 p.m. local time. The Department of Foreign Affairs says Irish citizens staying in the area have contacted them and it's providing consular assistance. Casey O'Riordan at the Department of Health.
Investigations are continuing after two cars were set alight in Dunloe at the weekend. The incident happened in the early hours of Saturday morning last, just after 4:20 a.m. The driver's window in both cars had been smashed and the interior set alight. Three males were observed running from the scene. Gardaí are keen to speak to anyone who was in the area at the time and who may have observed anything that would assist them, particularly taxi drivers who may have had dash cam footage. Anyone with information is being urged to contact Gardaí in Milford. The lack of an acute stroke unit at Letterkenny University Hospital is to be raised at the Regional Health Forum meeting today. Both the incoming government and the HSE are facing increasing pressure to sanction the necessary funding for the unit after hundreds of people took to the gates of the hospital in protest in recent weeks. The protest was organised by hospital consultant Ken Mulpeter, who indicated that if the unit wasn't delivered, he would resign. The issue is to be raised by Councillor Albert Doherty.
I've brought this to the attention of Council, and now I have an opportunity as a member of the HSE West to demand from HSE and from the incoming government a fully funded, fully staffed acute stroke unit to be provided at LUH for the people of Donegal in the North West.
Do you think that that well-attended protest in recent weeks, do you think that that has exerted pressure on the HSE and the incoming government to provide the necessary funding for this unit?
I think it's brought a distinct sense of awareness, and it's very, very welcome. I also know that after a month on the doorsteps of knocking on doors and health being to the forefront, that the people of Donegal too believe that not having an LUH, a stroke unit at LUH, and being the sole county without it, we demand a level playing field, we demand equal distribution of resources, and I think all campaigns so far are welcome and deserve my support and my colleagues' support as we attend the RHF West meeting in Galway today, and that's something I'll be pressing for.
And there are calls, you know, for this to happen within the year, effectively. How confident are you that the HSE and the incoming government can do that?
Well, I will await with interest the reply I receive. I am also aware that the motion from Council has been forwarded for the attention of HSE and government.
Gardaí are appealing for information over a number of burglaries which happened in the county in recent days. The incidents happened in Lifford, Letterkenny and Redcastle. Catherine Gaffney has more.
Significant damage was caused to a restaurant in Lifford during a burglary in the early hours of Wednesday morning last. The panel was removed from the front door of the premises and entry was gained. A charity box was stolen which contained a small sum of cash. CCTV shows two males entering the premises wearing hoodies and they left on foot in the direction of Lifford Bridge. Meanwhile, a house in the Knocknamona Park area of Letterkenny was targeted on Wednesday last between 3:30 and 8:00 in the evening. The rear door of the house had been forced open and the house was ransacked. A substantial sum of cash was taken and also some quite valuable pieces of jewellery. On Friday last, a home was ransacked at Lower Ballyargus in Redcastle between 11 a.m. and 3:15. A door was forced open to the property and the house was ransacked. A substantial sum of money was stolen from the property. Anyone with information about any of these crimes are being urged to contact Gardaí.
Police in Derry say they are investigating the circumstances surrounding the sudden death of a woman in her 20s. The woman's body was recovered from the River Foyle overnight. Police say a post-mortem examination will determine the course of the investigation. Teachers are warning class sizes have to become smaller before they can introduce any new curriculum changes. A major overhaul is being proposed for primary school subjects, which includes plans to introduce foreign languages from third class. There would also be a greater focus on wellbeing, while there may be less time spent on religion. General Secretary of the INTO, John Boyle, says class sizes are currently too big to implement these changes.
We would be generally be excited about curriculum changes, but the reality is that you cannot deliver the curriculum in the way it was designed if you have these supersized classes. So it's a simple ask from our union over 5 years. We're not looking for it to happen overnight, that in each of the next 5 years that the government would reduce class sizes by one in every single school in Ireland.
The North's economy minister has acknowledged that there are controversies around applications for gold mining licences in the Sperrins. Diane Dodds was responding to questions in the Assembly from Foyle MLA Mark H. Durkin. He said the concerns in the area are not just environmental.
The minister will more than likely be aware of the huge strength of feeling, indeed opposition, in the Sperrins region to proposed gold mining activities.
there. While most of these objections will be environmental in nature, there are also concerns of an economic impact. Does the Minister have a view on any potential impact that this type of activity could have on existing industries such as the tourism and agriculture sector?
However, Minister Dodd stressed that as well as potential pitfalls, there are also very clear potential benefits, and the issue must be examined from all angles before decisions are made.
On the 11th of February, as part of the consultation process, the Health and Safety Executive submitted an update for this application for gold. It is a controversial subject. It has the potential to impact on communities. It has the potential to impact on tourism. It has the potential to impact on agriculture. But these are planning decisions and generally not for the Department for the Economy. There is also a potential for job creation. However, these decisions cannot be taken in isolation. They should be taken as part of a whole package. And therefore, it is important that the whole is considered when we look at applications for proposed mining.
The IFA in Donegal is calling for changes to the environmental regulations which govern the dates within which some farm tasks can be performed. Brendan McLaughlin, the organisation's Donegal chairperson, says the current weather conditions are hampering what farmers can do, and that's a particular problem with the present rain. He says over the past 4 weeks, Donegal has averaged 10 millimetres of rain a day, and that means hedges cannot be cut, even though the last date for hedge cutting is March the 1st next Sunday. Mr McLaughlin says the situation is even more serious when it comes to slurry.
We're allowed to put out slurry from the 1st of February. The problem is we had dry weather in January and we're not allowed to put it out. But now we're allowed to put it out. This farm-to-date has to change. It's a common sense approach. You only put out slurry when the land is dry. You don't put it out when the rain has fallen. And we're not allowed to do that. It's just unreal. This is a directive. As a matter of fact, Northern Ireland has left Europe and I wonder what will happen there. Will they go their own way and will they do a bit of common sense and maybe we'll have to follow suit?
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Get everything you need for training and match days in store or online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
At 14 minutes past five, it's time for the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. Starting with soccer, and Chelsea manager Frank Lampard is warning his players to get ready to suffer when they face Bayern Munich this evening. The English side host the German giants in the first leg of their Champions League last 16 tie. Lampard says his squad will have to be at their best if they're to progress in the tournament.
Going into the game, we must make sure that every detail is and every box is ticked in both games. So yeah, we have to make sure that we can't get caught up in game moments, because there will be times in the game where we will probably suffer, because Bayern Munich are an incredible side with the ball.
Meanwhile, Napoli legend Marek Hamšík says it'll be a miracle if his former side knock Barcelona out of the competition. They meet at the Sao Paulo tonight for their first leg. Both of tonight's games in the Champions League kick off at 8 o'clock. In the Championship tonight, there's five games down for decision. Leaders West Bromwich Albion can open a 7-point gap at the top of the table if they defeat Preston North End. Elsewhere, it's Cardiff City against Nottingham Forest. Huddersfield Town play Bristol City. Luton Town, they're up against Brentford. And Queen's Park Rangers played Derby County. Up in the Scottish Premier League tonight, there's one game down for decision. Motherwell, they play St Mirren. Back at home, Sligo Rovers, they have boosted their attacking options by signing striker Ryan de Vries. The New Zealand international makes the move to the showgrounds from Japanese FC GIF. Bit of red, boss Liam Buckley says he feels the 28-year-old will be a major addition to the squad. In schools football today, in the FAI Schools Dr. Tony O'Neill Senior Cup final today at under 19 level, St Junan's College, they are the champions. They defeated Cranach College of Buncrana by 2-0. Dylan Dugan and Jack Dwyer with the goals at the Ryan McBride Brandywell Stadium today. And in the FAI Schools Junior Girls National Cup semi final for under 17s today, it finished Skullmora Buncrana 2, Presentation Kilkenny 4. So disappointment for the Buncrana girls in that one. Moving on to rugby, and Cian Healy has been ruled out of Ireland's final two games in the Six Nations. The Leinster prop suffered a hip injury in Sunday's defeat to England at Twickenham. And Joey Carberry, he's in danger of sitting out the rest of the season. The Munster out half has undergone further surgery on his injured ankle following advice he received from a specialist last week. Carberry initially sustained the injury during Ireland's World Cup warm-up win over Italy in August. The 24-year-old was expected to be out until April anyway with a wrist tendon injury. Sticking with Munster, and Chris Farrell and Jack O'Donoghue have both been released from international duty for the province's Pro 14 meeting with Scarlets on Saturday. Niall Scannell and Shane Daly are both having scans today on respective leg and hip problems following last Friday's win over Zebre. And Ulster head coach Dan McFarland says he expects Albie Mathieson to be a valuable addition to their squad. The former Munster scrum half will make the move to the Kingspan Stadium in July on a one-year contract. And Welsh winger Josh Adams has been ruled out for the rest of rugby's Six Nations Championship with an injury. The Cardiff Blues player, who was the country's top scorer at the World Cup last year, hurt his ankle during the defeat to France at the weekend. Wayne Pivac's side play England at Twickenham next on the 7th of March. In boxing, Dunlow boxer Matthew McCall of Illy's Golden Gloves will feature in the Ulster Elite Finals tonight in the Ulster Hall in Belfast. Matthew faces Eugene McKeever of Holy Family in the welterweight final. Meanwhile, the weigh-in for the North West Zones will take place on Saturday, this coming Saturday, from 9.30 to 10.30 in the Letterkenny Gym. The draw is at 11 a.m. with boxing starting at 12 noon. And British heavyweight boxer Dillian White has branded Deontay Wilder's claims his ring walk costume was the reason he lost to Tyson Fury as ridiculous. The American wore an extravagant outfit and he said that he was way too heavy and that it was way too heavy and took away his legs for the beginning of the fight. White, who's the mandatory challenger for what is now Fury's WBC title, says the Wilder excuse is laughable.
For that kind of outfit, you need at least 3-4 fittings. You're telling me somewhere in between those 3-4 fittings, you didn't think, oh, this is a bit heavy, it might affect my legs. It's the same weight as a backpack. I think in the army, the backpack they carry is 60 or 70 kilos or something. And those guys march with a backpack in the army for days.
Yes, and in golf, finally for this evening, the Open Championship will return to Royal Troon in 2023, exactly 100 years after the tournament was first staged in Ayrshire. It'll be the 10th time the venue has hosted the major and the first since Henrik Stenson lifted the claret jug in 2016. It'll be held between July the 19th and July the 23rd. 2023. That's all your sport this evening. The next sport here in Highland will be after the 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning. For the moment, it's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And returning to news, businesses in Strabane Town and the surrounding area seeking inspiration and advice on how to boost performance have the opportunity next week to take part in a series of free events geared towards promoting entrepreneurship and business expertise. The events are part of the wider Enterprise Week programme for Derry and Strabane, running from March the 2nd to the 6th, led by Derry City and Strabane District Council with support from a range of relevant bodies. Daniel Brennan has more.
The programme features a series of talks, workshops and drop-in clinics geared towards answering a diversity of business questions, touching on a wide range of issues. Anyone needing information on going digital, creating effective marketing strategies, or even just accessing advice on how to get their business off the starting blocks can draw on the expertise of leading business consultants with a wealth of information at hand. Highlights of the programme include an introduction to the M word, a special session dedicated to demystifying marketing, managing mental health in the workplace, start your own business drop-in sessions, and video promotion for social media. All the events are free and take place at a variety of venues, taking in Strabane and Sion Mills. To find out more about the programme and to register for Enterprise Week, go to enterpriseweek.eventbrightstudio.com.
Donegal County Council is being urged to examine how to better use the linear park in Glencar. The 6-acre park links Meadowbank, Sleevesnock, Dr. McGinley Road and Glencar Shopping Centre with a series of pathways, but Councillor Jimmy Kavanagh says it's not used enough and can be the scene of antisocial behaviour. He told a recent municipal district meeting that the council should speak to residents in the area to examine what could be done to improve usage of the park. He says it has huge potential.
Underused and I think misused as well to an extent. The council do a good job of looking after it, cutting grass and all that, but You tend to see a lot of broken glass along the pathways. Trees have been pulled down there, and small things like that that are annoying, and I think they're putting maybe the general public off from using it to the extent that it should be used. So I'm just asking that the council talk to the residents there and have a look at what the possibilities are and try and bring it into greater use for all the community.
We know that there's a lot of emphasis on walking, there's a lot of emphasis on exercise, and certainly for that whole community around Glen Carr, Ballyboe, you know, it is a major amenity that's there, and with a minimal amount of work, I mean, it could be vastly improved for walkers.
Yes, it could, and that's something that I've suggested as well to the group that walk up there every Friday, and I've suggested to them to start using the park. And I think that as a community we need to start doing that in that area, taking the park back, making more use of it. There's also been debris in that dump there from roadworks nearby. That wouldn't happen certainly in Bernard McGlinchey Park or in Ballymacool Park, but it shows where how far down the pecking order that park is when that can happen. It's a lovely area, it's 6 acres, and it's in the most densely populated area of town. But, you know, we're not making the use of it that we should be making of it, and it has great potential to serve that community so much more. So I hope that people can put their heads together, that the council can become involved, that we can look for funding and look at what can be done to bring it better into use for the community.
And finally, the Rape Crisis Network says the verdict in the Harvey Weinstein trial changes everything. Yesterday, the former Hollywood producer was found guilty of 2 attacks against women. Shauna Regan reports.
Harvey Weinstein was found guilty of 2 attacks against women in a landmark trial in New York. The 67-year-old will be sentenced next month for rape and a sexual assault. His accusers have expressed their relief after he was convicted. And Kleena Sadler from the Rape Crisis Network says seeing someone of his power being held accountable is of great significance.
There's a real potential for change here, because the thing that most survivors of sexual violence, and indeed probably all, are facing is the power of the abuser.
One of his accusers, actress Rosanna Arquette, has welcomed the conviction.
He was the king, and he's no longer will be the king. He will have rapist tattooed across his forehead forever.
But Arthur Idala from his defence team says they'll appeal.
He'll have a very powerful appeal. He didn't get convicted of the top count. We could go in and get him bail pending appeal, and hopefully he'll be home within the week.
It was the first trial of the Me Too era, which was sparked by a torrent of allegations against the former Hollywood producer.
Weather now, very cold tonight with clear spells and further wintry showers of rain, hail, sleet and snow, with some snow accumulations mainly on hills and mountains. Minimum temperatures of -2 to +1 degree in fresh to strong west to northwest winds with some frost and icy patches. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, Leo Varadkar says his party is continuing to prepare for opposition despite holding a meeting with the leader of Fianna Fáil this afternoon. The Taoiseach says he encouraged Micheál Martin to continue to engage with other parties with a view to forming a government. Gardaí are continuing to appeal for witnesses to a shooting incident in Glenties in the early hours of Saturday morning. A man in his 20s appeared at Letterkenny District Court yesterday, charged in connection with the incident. A number of schools, including a school in County Derry, are taking precautionary measures after students returned from midterm ski trips. A meeting of the Public Health Emergency Team is continuing this evening amid an escalation of the spread of the coronavirus across Europe. And investigations are continuing after 2 cars were set alight in Dunloe at the weekend. The incident happened in the early hours of Saturday morning last, just after 4:20 a.m. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, February the 25th. The death has occurred of Gemma Boyle, Lackana, Burton Port. Gemma's remains are reposing at her home in Lackana. Rosary both nights at 9 o'clock. Funeral mass on Thursday at 12 noon in St. Columbus Church Acres, with interment afterwards in Belcrunch Cemetery. Family time plays from 10 o'clock tonight until 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Strictly private on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only please. Donations if desired to intensive care unit, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member or Sean McGlynn, funeral director. The death has taken place of Alan Oliver Strange Clamani. His remains are reposing at St Colm Kill Village Oratory. Funeral leaving from there tomorrow morning at 10:30, going to St Mary's Church Clamani for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock. Burial afterwards in the new cemetery. Family flowers only please, donations only if desired, to St Colm Kill Village care of any family member or Comskate funeral directors. Oratory private please from 10 p.m. until 11 a.m. And the death has taken place of Michael McHale Strange Clamani. His remains are reposing at his brother Martin and sister-in-law Maureen McHale's residence, Strange Clamani. Funeral leaving from there tomorrow afternoon at 1:30, going to St Mary's at Church Clamani for Requiem Mass at 2 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the new cemetery. Family flowers only please, donations only if desired, to St Colm Kills Village Clamani, care of any family member or Comskate funeral director. House private please from 11 p.m. until 10 a.m.